Well, a grandmother was walking her grandson along the beach one day, and all of a sudden a huge wave came and swept the boy out to sea. The grandmother fell to her knees and prayed to God and said, "Lord, please save his life. Bring him back to me. And if you do, I will be forever grateful. I'll never again take anything for granted. I'll never ask you for anything again, and I will never complain. I will praise and thank you for the rest of my life." All of a sudden, a miraculous wave came and brought the boy back on shore, perfectly unharmed. The grandmother looked up to heaven and said, "What happened to his baseball cap?" Well, I think we're all like that. I think sometimes we can be ungrateful, even though the Lord has blessed us with so many wonderful things in our life. Today's gospel is all about gratitude, all about saying thanks. We read a very short gospel today from St. Luke about the 10 lepers that were cured, and yet only one out of 10 came back to thank the Lord for the miraculous healing. Let's take a look at this gospel for a few moments. Even though it's short, it contains some really interesting details. First, it reminds us that the Lord, it says, was on his way to Jerusalem. He was on his way to his death. And he passed by the border of Samaria and Galilee. And they didn't get along in those days. The Samaritans, Galileans, were at war. They did not like each other. They would not talk to each other or speak to each other. And yet, there were 10 lepers. And some of them were Samaritans and some were Jewish. And yet, in their midst of their suffering, they joined together. And notice how often at times in suffering, it brings people together. These 10 lepers, some Samaritans, some Jewish, were a group. And we think, of course, that in times of suffering, people do pull together. Remember after 9/11, how the country pulled together in a time of suffering. Or when you read accounts about the hurricane, how people come together to help those in need. So suffering does bring people together. And in this case, it brought these 10 lepers together. The leper, of course, was outcast. They had to remain outside the city. If they came within 50 yards of a person, they had to ring a bell and they had to shout, "Unclean, unclean," in order to keep people over 50 yards away. It was such a terrible disease because not only was it physically so difficult, but they were also outcast. They could not go to the temple. They could not go to the synagogue. They could not go to their neighborhood or their family. And because of that, it was such a difficult disease physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, with relationships. And so they were outcasts. And these 10 lepers that had joined together in a little leper camp or a leper colony lived on this border between Samaria and Galilee. They hear Jesus of Nazareth is nearby. And so they keep their distance respectfully, but they shout, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Have mercy on us." This, of course, is the year of mercy, a very appropriate reading for this year of mercy. And Jesus, with his most sacred heart, he has mercy upon them. But he doesn't heal them immediately. That's one of the interesting things. He wants them to have faith. He wants them to have trust and obedience. So he tells them, even though they're still filled with leprosy, go show yourselves to the priests. According to Leviticus, in chapter 13, it says if a person felt that they were healed, they could then go to a priest who would be like a doctor, and he would examine the person, and if the person had no more signs of leprosy, he would write them a bill of wholeness, a bill that they were cleansed. They would then use that document to get back into the temple, to the synagogue, into their neighborhood, back to the family. So that's why Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priest in order to get the decree of being healed. But the thing is, right now they're still covered in leprosy. And so, but they start walking out of obedience and trust and faith. And it says, while they were walking, that's when they were cleansed. And that's an interesting detail. Now, what happened to the other nine? evidently they just kept going to get their declaration from the priest so they could go back to their families, see their wives and children again, get back to the neighborhood, get back to their community. But one of them, it says, realizing that he had been cured, returned. I think that's an important word, realize. There's a difference between knowing something and realizing something. We all know we're going to die, but if the doctor says you have 6 months to live, then you realize you're going to die. We all know that Jesus is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity, but how many people realize that Jesus is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity? I think the saints realize it. The saints realize the reality of heaven and how they realize the reality of the truths of our faith. Well, this person, it says, didn't just know he was cured, he realized it, and it sank deeply into his heart and soul. And so he went back praising God at a loud voice, praising Almighty God. He fell at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. And the interesting thing is, and this one was the Samaritan, the foreigner, not a member of the chosen people. And yet, this outcast was the one who came back to thank the Lord. And Jesus says, "Were not all 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? And then he says to this man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." What a beautiful message. Not only was he healed physically, but he was healed spiritually. His faith, it says, has saved him, redeemed him, that he received grace, sanctifying grace and righteousness in the eyes of God. And so this leper got two things: physical healing, but also the gift of salvation. What a wonderful thing that is. So, of course, what should we take from the gospel? Let's be part of that 10% to come back to thank the Lord for all of our blessings. Let's not be that 90% who never thanks the Lord. What's the best way to thank the Lord? Of course, my opinion would be the Mass. Every time we come to Mass, that is the ultimate way in which we can thank the Heavenly Father for the gift of Jesus. So we can thank the Lord for all the blessings He's given us in life. The very word Eucharist comes from the Greek word, which means thanksgiving. It says when Jesus took bread at the Last Supper, He looked up to heaven and gave thanks. And the church could have chosen many words for the body of Christ, but the church chose Eucharista, which means thanksgiving. So the Eucharist is the ultimate thanksgiving. So when we come to Mass, what a beautiful time to adore God, to ask Him for what we need, of course, to praise Him, and of course, to thank Him. The Mass is the greatest way in which we can thank the Lord. When I was on retreat a couple years ago, a priest said that every night before you go to sleep, think of your day and thank God for 3 things that happened that day. And it could be the gift of our freedom, the gift of our faith, our health, our family. But don't go to sleep until you thank God for at least 3 things that you're grateful for in your life. And out of that entire week retreat, that's the only thing I remembered out of the whole week. But that has helped me, and hopefully that message will help you as well, to be men and women of gratitude, of thankfulness. So when we come to Mass, we ask God for what we need, but let's also thank Him for our blessings. And one last thought, too, about the leprosy. In my opinion today, the leprosy today is sin. And how do we get rid of sin? Well, we do what Jesus says in the gospel: go and present yourselves to the priest. And in the sacrament of confession, we can be cleansed. We can be made whole again through the sacrament of confession. Every sin really is a form of spiritual cancer or spiritual leprosy, which makes us deformed in the eyes of the Lord. What can we do to get rid of that sin, that leprosy of the soul? We can repent of our sins. We can go to confession to our sins. We can do what Jesus says: go, present yourselves to the priest, And that's when we can be cleansed of our sin, is through that beautiful sacrament of mercy called the sacrament of confession. So I hope we can remember in today's gospel to take those ideas with us, to repent of our sins, to get rid of the leprosy of sin in confession, and then to come to Mass and offer the Holy Eucharist as the greatest way to thank Almighty God for all of our blessings.